News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Teachers Union of Ireland has carried out a survey through schooldays.ie to get a sense of how satisfied teachers are with their jobs, whether or not they'd recommend them as a career. They found things like, for instance, that 3 in 4 teachers from early years to secondary and special education say they're working overtime hours daily to get things done. With us is Michael Gillespie, who's General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. Michael, I realise whenever these surveys come out, it's kind of de rigueur to focus on the negatives within them, but there's some very heartening positives. I mean, about 77% of teachers saying that work-life balance is good, and the majority saying that they are proud of their profession.
Yeah, that's correct, Anton. Now, the TUI didn't ask this to be done. This study days.ie did it themselves, but you're dead right. It confirms a lot of the stuff that our surveys have done. I mean, the great thing here is that teachers are still entering the profession for the right reasons, you know, to look after their students, to advance education, because they care about people. You know, the holidays or the money didn't come into the top reasons why they went. And that's, as you said, is to be welcomed. So it's still a profession that people want to go into. So then we have to look at then, why are we losing teachers? Why have we a retention problem? Why are they going to other jurisdictions? And you have to look at the fact that we've got the right people, but just we're not looking after them. The workload is too much. We've the largest class size in Europe. Unfortunately, they're the negatives. And other jurisdictions are offering better terms and conditions now. We're seeing that with nurses as well. We're just trying to do too much. And there's just, because they're the best teachers in the world, because we are performing at such a high level in PISA and everything, our teachers are very attractive to other jurisdictions.
Odd then that 51% said, now they caveated it with, they would do it with realistic expectations involved, but that they would recommend the job to other people.
Yes, correct. Again, because they see the benefits of it, because they're in it for the right reasons. They want to help with their pupils. Like if you talk to teachers around the country, they'll say, what do you enjoy most? I love leading teaching and learning in the classroom. I love doing that part of the work. I love doing my voluntary work, the extracurricular, running teams, the school show, the school choir. That's what they love. What they hate is the bureaucracy, the paperwork, the pen pushing that's starting to come into it. Form after form to check this. The bureaucracy is killing it because it's actually eroding the time, which is the greatest gift you can give students. It's eroding the times, and that's what it erodes. That's why you got 49%, you know, maybe turning against it. It's not that they're turning against teaching and learning. It's not that they're against all the extra work they do for extracurricular stuff. What they're turning against is the whole bureaucracy and the fact that they feel unsupported with the largest class size in Europe.
They also seem to feel unlistened to in relation to that bureaucracy, because about 2/3 saying they are either rarely or never listened to by those who make educational policy.
Yeah, I mean, you see, the Department of Education finished 22 new initiatives. They all come down to the schools, and then the schools say, look, where are we going to find the time to do all this? So they're suffering from initiative overload, change overload. Now, we all know that the curriculum has to change and we want to modernize it, but too much change at all at the once time, the system can't take it. Because the system, you know, there's lots of creakiness in the system. And that's one of the things, that's what they're saying in that survey, that, you know, it's change overload for them.
And I suppose the one nice thing in it is that when asked what it was about the roles that they liked, more than half of them said that watching the academic progression of their students is what makes the job rewarding.
Absolutely. When you see students that just take in, we're post-primary majority, somebody coming in first year as a 12 or 13 year old excited about education, and then you see them progress at fifth and sixth year, and you've played one small part in that, obviously together with the parents and themselves. I mean, the students, we're always proud of our students. That's what makes the job worth doing.
Michael, thank you very much. That's Michael Gillespie, who is TUI General Secretary.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.